This is Scott with the Android Guys podcast. I'm sitting here as always with John. Hello, John.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Awesome.
I feel like I say the same thing every
time. I know,
episode.
Right? It's so true.
Doing well.
We're doing great, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool. I mean, it's good to, you know, catch up every week. And I think we have another cool podcast to talk about that a lot of folks, you see it a lot of times, and it's a good question. So I'm looking forward to chatting.
Yeah. So today's topic is IP ratings and military standard ratings and what that actually means. A lot of the technology that we see, primarily phones that we cover here, but also headphones and Bluetooth speakers and some of the other things that we buy, sometimes people will see, you know, when they're purchasing it or when it's being promoted, that this is water resistant or this has an IP rating, IP67. You know, what does that actually mean? Is there one standard? Is everything, why can't it just say waterproof?
Right. Like I always feel like, okay, well, the higher number must be better.
Well,
and so that's why I feel like, oh, so that looks like a good high number. I mean, there must be a really good protection on this case or this phone.
And to a degree, that's accurate. As to whether you necessarily need it or want it, that's another conversation. But
interesting.
So let's drill down into what is an IP rating and what are some of the examples and how somebody might be able to identify whether something is protected against what they hope or think it's going to be protected against. So a lot of what we have phone-wise for years, nothing was waterproof. Like when Sony was putting out their devices that – hey, our phone is water resistant or waterproof. And then the Samsung Galaxy Active line, you know, you started to see a little bit of this is water resistant. This is dust proof, waterproof, splash resistant. You know, this is protected against different elements. So
right.
It can be confusing. Fortunately for consumers, things are getting better all the time. And when we start to see a lot of consumers, like OEMs going to, you know, now that they do splash resistant, it's not limited to a specific line anymore.
Mm.
And it's kind of like,
right
now that's just a standard. You know, some companies are like, our phone's waterproof. Well, that's great. Sony has been doing that for 5+ years. When you look at an IP, and that stands for ingress protection, and that is how it's protected against dust or solids and water.
I would say I never knew that's what it meant.
Ingress protection, to keep things from going through. So imagine like, you know, when you look at it and you see a two digit number, sometimes you might see an X in the number. So it might be like IP6X or X6, X7. So we'll get into that.
Okay.
The first number is going to be for solids. When you look at something and it says this is an IP 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, it goes up to 6 basically. It's the size of the particle and how small of the solid of that, you know, like a dust particle, or is this a cookie crumb? Is it big enough to, you know, withstand that through the, you know, the USB port or the charging port, headphones. So that's your first number.
Okay.
The second number is for water. And generally speaking, the higher the number, you're going to find is designed to withstand water for longer periods, more pressure behind the water. So imagine
the depth.
Right. There's a difference in, hey, my phone is okay to sit out here if it starts sprinkling. Well, you don't necessarily need a waterproof phone. You can have a phone that's water resistant. Or some companies call it splash resistant. Motorola has been doing that for years. They have a splash resistant or nano coating that they put on their phones.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's most of the phones today. If you look at like the Samsung Galaxy S line, you know, for a long time, you had to go with the Active.
Active, right.
Specifically, if you said, hey, I don't want to, you know, I need a waterproof phone. Now, that doesn't mean it's protected against drops or dust, but it's waterproof, water resistant. I've got some examples listed here. IP67 is going to give you your full protection against dust and will allow you to submerge the phone for up to a meter or less for up to around 30 minutes.
Wow.
Meaning that it's been tested that it can still work up to that point. So if you drop your phone in the pool and you jump in after it, your phone should be okay. It might drop more than a meter, but if you get in there and get it out quickly, it should be okay. That's not me saying go out there and test that, but if it fell into, you know, the shallow end and sat there for a couple of minutes before you realized it, you might be okay still.
Wow.
But if it's, you know, IP67, you're looking at up to about 3 feet, up to around 30 minutes.
That's 68.
Well, that's 67.
Yeah. Oh, 67. Up to, oh, yeah, 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 right. Up to
68.
Okay.
Extends that to up to around 3 meters.
Wow.
So there's a bigger difference. And hey, this isn't just the shallow end of the pool, but this can be, you know, obviously the deeper end.
Right.
But also, it's more of a peace of mind. Some companies will put that out there. Just to kind of, you know, sometimes it's a selling point. It may kind of become an industry standard.
How many phones have this, like the IP67s or 68s? I mean, is that really a good amount now, or is that still only a handful?
I don't have any hard data to show you, but I think we're starting to see more of that.
Is it like in the flagships? I mean, you said like the Samsungs. I mean, like, do you know if the S10? Has that, like, out of the box?
So they're waterproof.
They're waterproof.
Up to a different degree, and everything is, and they may not actually list it on the box there, but you'll find that most of the phones can take a dunk. A few years ago, people were happy if their phone would take a splash if it got caught in the rain, or if you're out, you know, in the park playing Pokemon Go, and right. It starts to rain, it can handle that, but you'll also find that there are other technologies at play if that's the case. So some phones will have wet fingerprint tracking, which means you can still touch the display and still use it. It still registers your touch.
That's crazy.
That has nothing to do with your IP rating, but that's another technology of wet fingerprint tracking.
That's incredible. The S10 is IP68.
68.
That's amazing.
So
that's just their phone. Just
that's just it's in yeah.
Wow, that's kind of impressive to me. Anyway, that's pretty cool.
Right. So now also let's talk about accessories like Bluetooth speakers. Sometimes you'll find those. Some of them will be have little rubber boots that you can put over the port.
Right. Yeah.
That you can lift up to charge. Or headphones that are water resistant, splash resistant.
Yeah.
And then you're going to also find that some headphones are going to say these are sweat proof or sweat resistant.
Now that's a different animal, right?
Different animal. And when you think about it, your sweat is salty.
Right.
And if you have headphones that you wear at the gym, or maybe if you're a FedEx delivery driver and you like to have headphones in while you're doing your rounds, you're getting all sweaty in the summer. If you don't have sweat resistant or sweat proof headphones, those will start to break down over time. You'll start to eat and deteriorate.
Oh, I've seen those. I mean, different types, over the ear deterioration, around the neck, buttons and switches stop working.
Right.
I mean, I've seen that on a lot of different devices where the sweat just kills it.
Yeah. And that's a big difference. A lot of people think, well, I can wear these to the gym. They're water resistant. I can get all sweaty. Well,
because the IP ratings are for, I think you have it here, like they're fresh water.
Right.
Only. And they're not talking about salt and other types of crazy minerals.
Right. And let's go back to the idea of your phone. Hey, my phone's water resistant. I can go out into the ocean and take pictures and video and record my kids the first time at the beach. If you drop that in the water, that's not the same kind of water.
Oh, man.
So
right?
You got to keep that in mind, too. It isn't a blanket statement. It isn't some kind of permission slip to go be silly with your phone.
Right.
If you drop it in the ocean, good luck finding it with the undertow and the way, right. That's a different
conversation. That's a whole other story, right?
Yeah. But that is something to keep in mind. If you are on vacation and you do go, and some people have saltwater swimming pools, too. So that's something to consider.
Right. Keep your phones away from those still.
Yeah. Phones are awesome and they record amazing pictures and video. We want to have them with us, and we always do. But you do have to kind of educate yourself and arm yourself against some kind of problem or potential problem.
Right.
Then you're going to also find there's what's known as the military standard, or often you'll see it as MIL, STD, 810, military standard. It's commonly referred to as rugged.
Yes, I've seen those, like, rugged phones, ruggedized case, and stuff like that.
And that will be, it's not just for phones. It's something that, some people say, well, why would I want a rugged phone versus a waterproof phone? They're completely different. Rugged phones or ruggedized, military standard. A couple things here before we get a little deeper. These are, it's a set of standards or tests done. There's a whole list of them. And it's not just saying this is water, this is solid. But you also have things like altitude and humidity, temperatures, shock.
Wow.
So there's different things, and you'll often see this with phones. They will say, this is military, this is, 810 standard, against shock, temperature, altitude, meaning it has been tested and met those standards. If you qualify for one of those, you basically kind of qualify for all of those. So if you say this is in compliance with military standard 810, that doesn't necessarily mean you've tested against it. You're in compliance with it. And it's often, you'll see that with phone cases, where the companies, if you check, they may not have actually tested
it. It's just saying it's in compliance.
Right.
Interesting.
And just because it's tested, and for phone cases specifically, it's often against drop and shock.
Well, I've seen some phones in specific cases that are meant for this drop out of a 30-foot lift onto a gravel drive and survive just fine with no problems, and much more glad to replace a case because I got scuffed up, the screen was scruffed up, but it landed face down and the phone was fine. And I mean, that to me is just incredible, and to save the cost of that phone.
Right. And you will often pay a premium for that. Right. It's kind of an insurance policy against
it is
something. Yeah. And that opens up the can of worms, or the question of why even bother buying a phone like that? Like, why buy a ruggedized phone? But there's a whole range of users out there.
Oh my gosh.
Construction workers, plumbers, people who have to climb utility poles, people who cut down trees, and all these different things that are in different climate, different environment. I think
if you're in manufacturing, if you're in construction, if you are in obviously a military, police force, any of those places where you are moving, where there's a lot of action in your day and you don't know where you're going to be, what you're going to see, it's worth it. I remember at Motorola, they had, I forget what model it was, but they had a rugged phone that you didn't need a case for. And I remember there was like three or four layers of screen you could actually peel off. Before the actual screen, it was like five total layers of like plastic. I'm like, it was an incredible phone. I mean, that was a nice ruggedized phone that held up well in those rough conditions.
Right. And similarly with the Galaxy Active line, these are designed that they can say, hey, this can withstand drops, but that doesn't mean it's not going to take scuffs.
Right.
Like, this isn't going to shatter. It's a shatterproof screen.
Right. It's but, not, there'll still be scuffs, so there'll still be scratches.
Right.
But, your phone is still going to work.
Right.
But, it'd probably be good to still throw, like, a screen protector on, something else to kind of, maybe a one of those little nylon cases or, something around it just to help with the scuffs on the phone.
And that I've noticed firsthand with, we've used multiple active line of phones here in my house. My wife had one for a while, and then it passed down to my son. But over time, the thing still looks okay. It looks great. I mean, it has seen its share of drops. It's got the scuffs around the edges. It's got the wear, the signs of just this thing is used.
Yeah.
But it's never shattered. But if you look at the screen, you'll see, oh, these are from keys in a purse, or this has been, rubbed up against stuff. So that's something that you, as you look to different products, particularly phones, it's usually pretty easy to find more about what is, you know, if this is IP67, that kind of stuff you can generally kind of get a feel for. That information's out there. You can find that everywhere.
Nice.
And they'll often say that on the box or, you know, at the fact tag at the store with the carrier. But when you get into the military standard stuff, you might not have it actually tested against anything. It might just say it's in compliance with. If it's a phone case, it's probably against drops and scratches, scuffs. May not have been tested against it, but it may, you know, obviously isn't going to make your phone with, you know, resistant to dust if it is designed for drops.
Right on.
It can be, but you will have to look at the packaging or maybe go to their website to find out, was this tested against anything specific?
Gotcha. So. Well, that's good to know.
So there you have it. IP rating, what they mean. You can obviously look up more to find the particulars as to each number. And military standard. So you should have a little bit more education as a consumer, as a potential consumer for anything. And remember, this doesn't apply just to phones. If you were looking to pick up a new set of headphones because it's summer and you want to wear something to the beach, or you want to sit poolside, that might get wet, but you might also have, you know, if they're over the ear and they have foam padding, you might want to look into something that has some kind of sweat resistance or sweat proof. John, you have any other questions?
No, I honestly, this is very helpful to me. These are some of the things I knew about, but I never really did a deep dive into. So I learned some things and I appreciate the conversation.
No problem. Happy to help.
All right, man.
So if this was your first time listening to the Android Guys podcast, we would appreciate if you subscribe to us. If you left us a comment or had something to add to this conversation or anything about the podcast in general, you can reach us at podcast@androidguys.com. And if you want to subscribe, you can find us Google Play Podcasts, Google Play Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you normally find your shows. If you look, we're probably there. So until next time, this is Scott and John. Goodbye.